Eva, you're next. Or is it Ava? Did I say that? Is it Eva or Ava?
Either one will work. Thank you.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm happy to get through to you with a question.
Okay, let's do it.
You guys are so helpful. So I have a septic system, and I have a toilet upstairs I don't use very often, and there's a ring above the water line, and I don't want to use any chemicals to compromise my system. What would you suggest?
You're gonna have to, and the little bit that you'll use to get those stains off in the general realm of what's going on in the septic system. I'm in the same situation that you're in, Eva, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But there's times where you're not going to have any choice, just like when you're doing, you know, laundry and so on. Folks like you and I watch very closely what we use for soaps and things like that, because we don't want to contaminate and mess up the bacteria that's in the septic tank. But in your case, you won't have any other choice but to use some sort of a chemical, soft scrub, something along those lines, where you can actually get those stains out. And again, the little bit, you know, you're not using a lot. I mean, the little bit that you would put on a brush or a sponge isn't going to be enough to really bother anything.
Right. Would you suggest a brand that would be the best?
I like the soft scrub with bleach. That's the first thing I would use on it to see if it'll take it out. That's what I use, and that's what I like.
So bleach, I was told I shouldn't use, but...
You shouldn't, but that little bit that you're doing to try to get those stains out, again, you know, even us, we use a little bit of bleach from time to time in the laundry. You don't have any choice. I mean, you're going to have to do it, and it's not going to go anywhere but the septic system. Now, in turn, when you've done some of that, what I would personally do is just make sure you're adding back in some of the bacteria that will, you know, you can start that growth again. You know, I wouldn't do it right after, but, you know, a week or two after, go ahead and throw some additional conditioner for the septic tank back into it. It'll just make that bacteria grow.
And what kind of conditioner? What would...
Oh, there's all sorts, Eva. And for this is everybody listening to when it comes to septic systems. You don't have to do this on too routine of a basis. You know, a couple times a year, Eva, you can put... There's all sorts of just... in fact, what I would do is... Do you have somebody you normally use to pump your tank?
No.
Okay. And how often are you pumping it? That's the next question I should ask.
Actually, I live alone, and I haven't had to pump it. I very rarely...
And again, I'm only two in our household, so not a lot different than you. But we pump ours. Again, when I had kids and everybody there, we'd pump it more often, about every other year. But with just the two of us now, I've pushed that off to every, you know, third or fourth year. In your case, one person, I would still pump it every 5 years, minimum.
Okay. I'm writing that down.
And my point is whoever you're getting to pump it, they will tell you what they... Because typically what they do is they know your area, they know your tanks, they know your systems and so on, and they actually know pretty well what type of product to use. I would ask them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. And again, there's all sorts of them on the market. I'm not saying there's anything that's any better than the other, but what I have found is talk to the folks that provide that service, and they'll know as well as anybody what to use for you in your area.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. And if you do that on top of what I just said with some of the cleaning supplies, you'll be fine. You won't have any issues.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome, Eva. Thank you for calling, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Regarding Ava, I have a couple of comments. And then Eva. And then a comment on portable humidifiers.
Sure.
We live on a septic system, too. As a matter of fact, I just had it pumped. When we first moved into this house 5 years ago, five and a half now, I had the system taken care of because I had no idea what shape it was in.
Mm-hmm.
I had the septic tank pumped and had the lines out in the leach field jetted.
Oh, nice.
We were going to be clear.
Yeah, good job.
And when I talked to the guy who pumped the tank, he said, yeah, probably three of you in the house, size of the house and everything, about every 5 years.
Good.
Is what you need. And I just had him out again this year because it was a five-year point.
Yeah, there you go.
He did it and looked at it and goes, you know, you guys, you could probably go 6 or 7 years. So, and it was about $425 to have it done.
You're cheap. We're double that here.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Makes you want to buy a truck.
He's a septic system/pastor out of Ronan, Montana.
Wow.
So, So this is his day job.
He deals with crap all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, he does. In all kinds of form.
Laugh, but it's really kind of true, actually.
Yeah. And regarding, so she probably needs to have somebody come out and check it and do it. But I, for somebody like her, maybe in a small house, every 10 years, maybe. So if she hasn't lived there 10 years.
Yeah, and again, a lot of that's going to depend upon, she needs to have somebody look at it, because a lot of that, Jeff, as you know, depends upon size of system, how big's a leach field, how old is the system. There's a lot of factors there, so I will not give a time frame on that, because somebody that's in that world needs to come out and look at it for, and they'll give, to your point, they'll tell you pretty much how often they need to be out and looking at it. They can tell by what it looks like now, when the last time it was pumped, and so on, and get a good idea.
Right. And regarding putting chemicals down in it, a lot of folks get all kinds of paranoid. And I listened to a guy years ago who knew about this kind of stuff. And if you stop to think about it, the size of the tank and the leach field and everything, the amount of chlorine you would have to pour in there, I doubt a gallon of bleach could do, you know, if you just poured it right into the system, you might be affecting some stuff. But to put, you know,
agreed,
a couple of bleach in your laundry.
Yeah. In the grand scheme, you know, most systems are, for those of you listening, most septic systems have minimum, Jeff, of probably, any 3 to 4 bedroom house is going to have at least 1,000 gallon tank, if not a 1,500 gallon tank. And then to your point, going out into the leach field and so on. So yeah, if you think about it, 1,500 gallon tank, what's a gallon? Literally, if you poured a gallon down there, what's it doing to that 1,500 gallons? Not much.
Yeah, I mean, and even you have to stop and think what's happening before it gets there. If you look inside a sewer pump pipe, there's all sorts of sludge and junk in there, and that's all going to react with the chlorine in the bleach, and it'll turn into chlorate. But
I think the biggest thing for folks, those of you that have septic systems, and some of you maybe, again, moving in to a area where maybe you haven't had one in the past, or it's been a long time since you have one, the biggest thing you want to do is, to your point, Jeff, I don't get too nervous about what we're using as far as, you know, laundry detergent and how much bleach and so on. I mean, we don't go overboard by any means, but the biggest thing is no flushable wipes down the toilet of any kind. No type of Kleenex or anything like that can go down the system. I mean, you can't put what you would normally put, chewing gum, things like that. You're not going to put those sorts of things down your system where you're used to having a city sewer. Some of those things, they don't like it on the other end, but you can still do some of that and be okay. The other thing that's a no-no with septic systems is do not put the little tidy bowl guys in the toilet where there's a constant flow of chemical in the toilet and things like that. If you just stay away from the things I just said, Jeff, you're fine.
Yeah, tidy bowl actually destroys some of the rubber in
yeah, those are, it's just too, kind of an even the little mints and things like that people put around the rim and so on. Yeah, those are things that in a septic system world you don't want to do.
Right.
In fact, really quick, for a lot of you that have company, here's another thing my wife and I have done. If you have any kind of company that may not know how septic systems work, we have little signs in every one of our bathrooms that describe exactly what I just said, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because people that aren't used to one don't know what to put down it.
Right. They think, oh, it's magic.
Yeah. It's just going somewhere they can't see anyway, so who cares? But believe me, when the guy comes to pump it and there's a bunch of flushable wipes and things like that, or they're floating at the top, they're going to charge you extra for that because they have to fish those out.
Right. The only thing he took out of ours was some hair, because I live with women. And
yeah,
that's
pretty normal.
So,
yep. Yeah. So, no, I mean, and again, those, for some of you that have septic systems, maybe, again, you may be new to the area, or you're new to a house and you don't know some of these things. And no offense, Jeff, a lot of times the realtors and even home inspectors and so on, they are not explaining some of these things like what you and I are talking about right now. Yeah, those are things that there's just certain things you don't want to put down. Let's just say it that way.
Now, how would Eva know how big her tank is?
When they come and pump it, they pretty much can tell. And usually there's a record on the house itself, and depending upon the age of the house. But in Colorado, most of those are documented through the health department, actually, is where most of those are documented, to where exactly, what the size of the tank is, how old it is, so on and so forth. In Colorado, you can't sell a house without having a septic system inspection done prior to sale. So, Jeff, you're a little bit unique up there. Here, everything you did would have come with the sale of the house no matter what, because that's a new law in Colorado from several years ago.
Hi, this is producer Ann with Rush Media Group. Thank you for listening. To find out more, check out our website at fixitradio.com.